Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A proposed recall petition for a Columbia Township board member has been filed with the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. James LaValle sponsored the recall petition for Township Trustee Christopher Krueger, according to County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the Chief Election Officer of the county. The petition says Krueger should be recalled because he made the motion regarding a land division application, and the minutes of the October 21st, 2025 meeting reflect that. He did not disclose a financial or business relationship with the land division before the action on November the 6th of 2025 to rescind the motion on the advice of the township's attorney. The Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a recall hearing on Tuesday, July 7th at 8 a.m. in the probate courtroom regarding Krueger's petition. And another news for today. Tuscola County plans to join in celebrating America's 250th anniversary. There will be a Declaration of Independence celebration on Wednesday, July 8th on the Tuscola Courthouse lawn from 5:15 to 6 p.m. The Honor Guard will be there along with other events and the Declaration of Independence being read at 6 p.m. Also, the Tuscola County Land Bank Authority will be hosting a time capsule opening at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 14th. The event will be at 202 West Burnside Road in Caro. The encased time capsule was unearthed when the Methodist Church on Burnside Street was demolished. The public is invited to discover the 133-year-old artifacts encased in the church in 1893. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
A wildfire can easily destroy whole homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, Michigan lawmakers have advanced legislation that would prohibit the sale of foods made with several artificial colorings and chemical additives if it becomes law. The House approved measuring target ingredients that included bromided vegetable oil, prolifenoparaben, and synthetic dyes such as red dye 40, blue 1, blue 2, green 3, and yellow 6. Supporters say the proposal is aimed at reducing exposure to additives found in some processed food and beverages. The restrictions would take effect January the 1st of 2029 unless federal action removes the ingredients sooner. The bill now moves to the Michigan Senate Committee on Regulatory Reform for further review. And in other news for today, a two-vehicle crash was reported at approximately 12:16 p.m. on June the 19th along North Van Dyke Road. According to the incident report, both vehicles were traveling northbound when one vehicle changed lanes and struck the other. The first vehicle sustained damage to the front right side, while the second vehicle received damage to the rear left side. The drivers were identified only as an adult woman in her 20s and an adult woman in her 70s. Authorities report that no injuries occurred and both vehicles remained drivable after the collision. The investigation was completed at the scene and no additional information was immediately available. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Wednesday, June the 24th of 2026. Robert Sines, age 47, of Minden City, passed away on June 22nd of 2026. Funeral services for Robert Sines will be held on Saturday, June 27th at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church of Forestville, with cremation to follow. Visitation will take place Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.